Welcome back to the Jewish Soul Music Program. I'm Elchanan, presenting this hour of Cantorial Soul Music. Cantor Shalom Katz was born in Oradea, Romania. He studied music in Budapest and Vienna, and became chief cantor of Kishinev Bessarabia, a position he functioned in until the period of Nazi persecutions. In 1947, he arrived in the U.S., and it took up a position at the Beth Shalom Synagogue in Washington, D.C. He would officiate at that congregation until 1957. He was the leading cantor of his time, along with Moshe Kusevitsky and a select handful of others, and he was an authority on Jewish music. The album Psalms, released in 1963, is a fine example of the work of his later career. The record, featuring cantor Shalom Katz with Seymour Stibelmintz's Choir of Cantors, is an excellent example of lyric poetic music, and the song Mi Yogur, Psalm 15 in particular, the listener will find lacking in neither dramatic force nor lyric poignancy. It is indeed a wonderful example of a cantor performing his own works in a manner which will never be duplicated by any cantor subsequent.
Oh. Soy la nossa. La nossa.
Now a selection with immediate relevancy, Hineni from Sphero by Cantor Label Waldman. Cantor Waldman was born in 1907 in New York City. He obtained his first full-fledged cantorial position at the age of 18 at the Beth Israel Synagogue in Cambridge, Massachusetts. In 1929, he became cantor of Temple Emmanuel of Passaic and remained there until 1934. Cantor Waldman's name spread nationwide through his popular radio performances and his many concerts in the United States and around the world spread his name even further. He found much success as a film star, appearing in over 12 Jewish motion pictures. At earlier points in his career, Cantor Waldman shared the stage with some of the most famous cantors of his time, Cantor Kvartin, Rosenblatt, and Mordechai Hirschman, to name a few. He passed away on August 28, 1969. At the period in which we hear him now, he possesses a high baritone voice, a rarity among cantors. So let's hear the selection Hineni from Sphero by Cantor Label Waldman.
Was for oy bam yachem mes oy merat nufo mi oy bam yachem mes oy merat nufo
Cantor Shmuel Vygota was born in Dobrzyn, Poland. His family moved to Hungary while he was still in his youth, and it was there that he received an extensive musical education through his father, a famed cantor of his time, and sung in the choirs of his own father and other famous cantors. He would round out his musical education later in the conservatories of Kolozsvár and Budapest. He was chosen, while in his teens, to be chief cantor at the Arena Temple in Budapest, creating something of a sensation at the time. Fast forward several years, and Cantor Vygota arrives in America, where he takes up the position as cantor at Ohev Tzedek Synagogue in New York. succeeding the legendary cantor Yoselah Rosenblatt. Cantor Vigoda had a voice of a rather distinctive style. It was a soft, dramatic tenor voice, with a tone not entirely dissimilar to cantor Jan Pierce, who is also featured on this program. However, where Vigoda lacks in sheer volume, he compensates with subtlety and coloratura, and in the originality of his compositions and poignant renditions thereof. The following selection is Omar Rebbe Elazar, recorded on an LP record from much later in Cantor Vigoda's long career, this particular song on the album Cantorial Masterpieces.
Yum, bum, yum, bum, 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 bum. Yum, bum, 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 bum. Yum, bum, 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 bum. Yum, bum, 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 bum. Yum, bum, 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 bum. Ya ba 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 ba. Omar, 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 Rabbi Elazar. Omar, 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 Rabbi Haninu. Oh, Omar, Rabbi Elazar. Oh, Omar, Rabbi Chavaninu. Talmidei Chachomim, Marbim Shulom, Marbim Shulom, Buella.
Ah!
Pesach. Bemar beis harok shem elokenu havagishu havagishu toyer adu shem os leyamai
Cantor David Werdiger was born in Krakow, in Poland, and came to America in 1950 as a World War II refugee. Cantor Werdiger studied music in the leading conservatoriums in Vienna. He had a beautiful and robust lyric tenor voice, and served as cantor of Congregation B'nai Israel of East Flatbush in Brooklyn, New York. He was also frequently heard on the radio station WEVD. The following selection is Shema Yisrael.
Berachamav she'ini.
Cantor Jan Pierce needs very little introduction. We've introduced him many times before on this program, and he is most well known as one of the leading tenors of the Metropolitan Opera House, where he reigned as Toscanini's favorite tenor during the many years of his glorious career as one of the finest opera singers of his time. He possessed a beautiful dramatic tenor voice, which he utilized in his vast and diverse repertoire. The following selection is Ahavas Olam, arranged by Frederick Pickett, on the album The Art of the Cantor. We now present the great cantor Moshe Koussevitzky with the following song, Zochreinu B'Zikaron. The following selection is on the album Prayers, Volume 2, and features cantor Koussevitzky in his distinctive later style, where he revels in the high notes as he reinterprets some of his old classics.
Saberis, dies a chesed, dies a shor, asher nishibato, asher nishibato li averom avino, asher nishibato li averom avino me adam en rio, asher nishibato li averom avino me Do she you could have a room of in a sisobino. This is ruin if one is lucky. Do she you could have a room of a room of in a room of in a she you could have a room of in a sisobino.
Cantor Mordechai Hirschman, a giant among the great cantors of his time, was born in Chernihov in Russia in the year 1888. He sang in cantorial choirs from his youth, and already, while still a youngster, in 1905, took up position as assistant cantor at the Vilna congregation. When the regular cantor died, Cantor Hirschman competed against some 25 other rivals, and was ultimately appointed as chief cantor in his place. Attaining this position meant that Cantor Hirschman was now recognized as one of the greatest cantors in the world. He traveled with musical director Leo Low to the United States of America, and there became cantor at the Bethel Synagogue in Borough Park, Brooklyn, and he toured America from coast to coast giving concerts, which were immensely popular. He passed away at the young age of 53, while still in his vocal prime, in the year 1940. His voice had extraordinary power and range, and exquisite lyric beauty. The following selection is his remarkable Modim, produced for the Columbia Record Company.
Yeah, I'm in love with you.
Cantor Moshe Taube was another fine lyric tenor who we present here with the selection Borech Aleinu. On the record, Cantor Moshe Taube sings synagogue masterpieces. Cantor Sidney Shikoff was a singer of great stature, a tremendous presence on any stage. He performed in both opera and chazanut. He officiated for high holidays at the famous Stone Avenue Synagogue in Brooklyn. This led to other engagements such as the coveted post as chief cantor at the Concord Hotel, a position he held for 6 years. He also appeared at leading concert halls and temples throughout the U.S. and in places as Carnegie Hall, Brooklyn Academy of Music, Madison Square Garden, and many other famous halls. He also appeared with famous opera stars such as Richard Tucker, Elaine Malbin, and Robert Merrill. The following selection is Mi Sha'asanisim from the Sabbath Liturgy, on the record, Original Cantorials of Cantor Sidney Shikoff.
Chaveirim, kol Yisroel.
And that concludes another hour of fantastic cantorial selections on the Jewish Soul Music Program. It has been an unfortunately long interregnum since the last episode was released, and we do hope to shorten the intervals between episodes going forward. If, however, you find yourself bored in the meantime, go to the website and select your favorite cantor, type his name in the search bar, and you will find limitless selections and endless variety to suit your taste. If you would like to contact Charlie with any comments about the program, you can reach him at cbjmusic@aol.com. Charlie and I both hope you've enjoyed this hour of fantastic cantorial masterpieces, and encourage you to keep an eye out for the latest episodes of the Jewish Soul Music Program when they are released. And share with us through the email address provided your suggestions for future episodes.